Syria accuses France of supporting terrorists and hindering efforts to end the violence in the country. Syria's foreign ministry says the international community should question France's role in the Syrian unrest. It also says both the current and previous French governments have defied international law by supporting terrorists. Reports say an anti-aircraft shell from the Syrian side of the border has hit a health center in Turkey's Hatay province. There's still no report on possible casualties. On Friday, the Turkish military fired into Syria. Turkish media said it was in response to earlier shelling from Syria. A funeral procession is held in Beirut for a Palestinian man killed by the Lebanese army on Monday. Mourners are now calling for retaliation. Ahmad Quader was killed after opening fire on government forces. The clashes erupted on Sunday following the funeral of a senior security official. A series of mortar attacks and a car bomb hit Iraq's capital, Baghdad. At least 8 people are dead and a dozen more injured in Shia neighborhoods. Medical sources say the death toll could go higher as some of the injured are in critical condition. Israel is boosting its settlement activities. It plans to invite tenders to build 700 more settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds. This comes days after Tel Aviv approved the construction of almost 800 settler units in another part of East Jerusalem Al-Quds. An American soldier loses his life in Afghanistan. The U.S. military says the soldier was killed in a Taliban attack in the east. The exact location of the incident is not clear yet. Earlier in the day, a convoy of U.S. forces came under Taliban missile fire in Laghman province. Occupy Los Angeles protesters have joined social justice groups in California to demand an end to police violence in the U.S. The protesters say that police brutality needs to come to an end. They also say the situation is getting worse in U.S. police departments. And Iran's foreign minister, Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi, has met with the new head of Egypt's interest section in Iran. Dr. Salehi has told Khaled Amar that Tehran is ready to strengthen bilateral relations and expand cooperation with Cairo. Amar says he is carrying messages of friendship and cooperation between the two countries.